Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. And today we're focusing on think and act locally.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. We're going to be looking at this platform called DonorSee, and they connect people with like vetted projects and nonprofits all over the world.
It's so interesting how they make global giving feel so personal.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
it's like they're bridging that gap between wanting to make a difference and actually taking action.
I like that. So how does it work?
Well, the platform was started by this guy named Gret Glier, and he was actually inspired by his experiences over in Malawi.
Oh, interesting. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so Gret saw firsthand the challenges that these communities in Malawi were facing, and he realized that everyday people could really make a difference, even from far away. So that's when he created DonorSee. It's all about helping the world's poorest people, but with dignity and human connection.
So it's not just about giving money, it's about connecting with the people you're supporting. You got just a fewer. Traditional charities can sometimes feel really impersonal, but DonorSee is all about breaking down those barriers. They give donors that sense of control, effectiveness, and transparency that's often missing with traditional giving.
Okay, hold on. How does it give you more control?
So with DonorSee, you get to pick the specific projects you want to support. And you can actually see how your money's being used. It makes it way more personal.
That makes sense. When you know exactly where your money is going, it helps you feel more connected to the impact. But how do they ensure that the organizations are actually doing good work?
That's where that vetting process comes in. They don't just let anybody list a project on the site. DonorSee has a team that actually checks out these charities. They make sure they're legitimate and making a real difference.
Oh, okay. So you're not just blindly trusting that your money's going to the right place. That's reassuring.
Exactly. And on top of that, you actually get personalized thank you videos from the people that you've helped. So it's not just a generic email. You're actually seeing the impact of your donation.
Wow. Yeah, that would definitely make it feel more real, like you're part of a direct chain of kindness.
Exactly. It really shows the power of individual action. And speaking of impact, we've got some amazing stories about how DonorSee is making a difference.
Okay. I love a good story. Let's hear them.
Okay. So first we have Emily's story. She's an orphan in Malawi, and she received a new house through DonorSee. A group of individuals came together through the platform, and they provided Emily with a safe and stable home, something that would have been incredibly difficult to do otherwise.
That's incredible. It's amazing how people from all over the world can come together and make such a real difference in someone's life.
Yeah.
It really speaks to the power of these platforms.
It does. And then we have the story of the Girl Shane Academy. This one's really interesting because it embodies that think and act locally spirit, even though it's happening globally.
Oh, how so?
So the academy was founded by this woman named Tia. She is from Malawi. And she had this dream of giving quality education to girls in her village.
Wow. So she saw a need in her community and took action. It's like what we're trying to do here with think and act locally.
Yeah.
But on a global scale.
Exactly. And DonorSee gave her the tools to do it. Through weekly fundraising updates, they kept donors engaged and informed about how the school's construction was coming along.
Wait, they were getting updates every week?
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's a great way to make people feel connected to the project.
Right. It's like watching a dream come true brick by brick. And the best part is that the Girl Shine Academy now educates over 300 girls, giving them opportunities they may not have had otherwise.
That's incredible. It's amazing to think that it all started with one woman's vision and a platform that helped connect her with people who believed in her cause.
Yeah, it really shows the power of collective action and the potential for global platforms to support these local initiatives.
Okay, before we get too carried away with all these heartwarming stories, let's take a closer look at what makes DonorSee tick. It seems like they have some strong core values that drive their approach.
Yeah, they have five main values that shape everything they do. Transparency, community, immediacy, innovation, and inspiration. It all starts with their commitment to transparency, not just in how they present the projects, but also in their own operations.
Oh, you've got my attention. I'm always a bit skeptical of organizations that claim to be transparent. How do they actually show it?
Well, for starters, they operate on a 0% fee model for most projects, so they're not taking a cut of the donations.
Wait a minute. If they're not taking any fees, how do they keep the lights on? That doesn't sound very sustainable.
That's a great question. Most of their nonprofit partners actually pay a small monthly subscription fee. That covers their basic operating costs.
So the organizations themselves are helping to keep the platform running.
Exactly. And many partners even have dedicated donors who specifically help to cover those costs, ensuring that the 0% fee model stays in place for most projects.
Okay, that makes more sense. It sounds like a pretty clever and collaborative approach.
It is, and it really shows their commitment to transparency and maximizing the impact of each donation. But it's important to note that some projects might have a slightly higher overhead fee, like around 21.5%, just to cover those essential costs like website maintenance and video hosting.
But even with that fee, it sounds like the majority of the donation still goes directly to the project.
That's right, and they're very upfront about it. You can find a clear breakdown of their financial model on their website. No surprises there.
Transparency is definitely a good thing, especially when it comes to handling people's money. But you know what really convinces me about an organization? The stories from the people they've helped.
Oh, the donor testimonials.
Yeah.
Those are incredible. You can really feel the genuine connection and the impact that donors experience through DonorC. It's not just about giving money. It's about feeling like you're part of something bigger, about making a real difference in the lives of others.
Speaking of making a difference, I want to remind our listeners that we're all about thinking and acting locally here. And if you're finding value in this deep dive, please consider supporting our show. You can visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link's in the show notes. Every little bit helps us keep bringing you these insightful conversations.
It's about coming together as a community to create positive change, both locally and globally.
Now tell me more about what donors are saying. What resonates with them about DonorC?
Well, a lot of donors express a deep appreciation for the platform's transparency. They love knowing exactly where their money is going and how it's being used.
That makes sense. Transparency definitely builds trust. What else?
They also love the personalized thank you videos. It creates a tangible connection with the people they're helping, and it makes the whole experience more meaningful. It takes giving from a transactional experience to a deeply impactful one.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like closing the loop on the giving process.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I'm curious about something. You mentioned that some projects have a higher overhead fee. How does that work exactly? And how do they decide which projects get that fee?
That's a great question. Let's dig into that a bit further. Let's dive into that after this.
Yeah.
Okay. So before the break, we were talking about those projects with the higher overhead fee. And it's really important to remember that DonorC doesn't just decide which projects have fees. It's actually up to the nonprofit partners themselves.
So the organizations can choose whether or not they want to use that 0% fee model.
Exactly. It's all about giving them the flexibility to choose what works best for their needs. Some organizations might have other funding for operational costs, so they use DonorC just for project funding and stick with that 0% model, while others might need some extra help to cover those essential expenses like website maintenance or marketing or video production, so they choose the fee structure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It gives the nonprofits more control and makes sure that DonorC isn't dictating their finances.
Right. And it's all laid out transparently on the platform, so donors can clearly see which fee structure applies to each project before they donate. But no matter the fee structure, DonorC really prioritizes security to make sure that those donations are handled safely and responsibly.
That's definitely important, especially with online transactions. What kind of security measures do they have in place?
They use Stripe for all their payment processing. You've probably seen Stripe before when you're making purchases online. It's known for being really secure.
Yeah, Stripe's pretty reputable.
Okay.
So that's good. But what about data protection beyond the payment itself?
They don't just rely on Stripe. They also use SSL encryption for all transactions, which means your information is scrambled and protected when it's being sent.
So it's like a secret tunnel for your information.
Exactly. And they're also PCI compliant, which is like a safety seal for websites that handle your credit card information.
Okay, so they're serious about security.
Mm-hmm.
But let's step back for a second. We've talked a lot about how DonorC works, but what does this model tell us about the future of giving? Is this a sign of things to come?
That's a great question. I think DonorC represents a real shift in how we think about philanthropy. It's moving away from those traditional models that can feel distant and impersonal, and moving towards a more direct and engaging approach.
So instead of just writing a check and hoping for the best, you're actively involved in the process.
Exactly. It empowers donors to connect directly with the causes they care about and to actually see the impact of their contributions. It reminds us that we're all connected and that even small acts of kindness can have a big impact.
You know, that reminds me of something we always say here at Think and Act Locally. We believe in empowering individuals to take action and create positive change, whether it's in their own neighborhood or across the globe.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that we all have a role to play in making the world a better place. But it's also important to think about the sustainability of these projects. It's great to provide immediate relief, but how do they help these communities build a better future for themselves in the long term?
That's a great point. What's the point of helping if it's only temporary? How does DonorC address that?
Well, they understand that sustainability is key. They work really closely with their partner organizations to identify projects that address immediate needs, but also contribute to long-term development.
So it's not just about putting a Band-Aid on a problem. It's about empowering communities to become self-sufficient.
Exactly. They focus on initiatives that promote things like education, healthcare, economic empowerment, and sustainable practices, creating a lasting impact that goes beyond a single donation.
That's really inspiring. It's like that saying, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. But let's bring it back to our think and act locally ethos. We've been talking about a global platform. But how can we apply these principles of transparency, community, and direct impact to our own communities?
That's a fantastic question, and it's really at the heart of what we're trying to do here. We don't have to look across the world to find ways to make a difference. There are so many people and organizations right here in our own backyards doing amazing work. They need our support too.
It's easy to get caught up in global issues and forget about the needs right here at home.
Exactly. And remember, it's not always about money. Sometimes the most impactful contributions are our time, our skills, and our resources. Just like DonorC emphasizes that personal connection with the projects you support, we can do the same thing locally. Get involved, volunteer, connect with people and organizations that are making a difference in your community.
I love that. It's about being present, being involved, and being part of the solution. And sometimes those local actions can have a ripple effect that goes way beyond our immediate surroundings.
Absolutely. When we empower ourselves to create positive change locally, we inspire others to do the same. It creates a wave of impact that spreads outwards, a chain reaction of kindness and compassion.
Speaking of inspiring action, I'm reminded of that quote from Greg Glyer, the founder of DonorC. He said, "Instead of looking at the people you can't help, look at the ones that you can."
That's so powerful. It challenges us to shift our perspective from feeling overwhelmed by the scale of global challenges to focusing on what we can do within our own communities.
It's about reclaiming that sense of agency and recognizing that even small actions can make a difference. But let's be realistic. Not everyone has the time or resources to dedicate to volunteering or making big donations. What about those folks? How can they contribute to the Think and Act Locally movement?
That's a great point. There are so many ways to get involved, even if you have limited time or resources. We can explore some of those ideas after a quick break.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we've been talking about DonorC and how it's changing the way we think about giving. But even more importantly, how we can apply those same ideas to making a difference right here in our own communities through Think and Act Locally.
Exactly.
So before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to what you were saying about how to get involved, even if you don't have a ton of time or resources.
Yeah.
What are some practical things our listeners can do to really embrace that Think and Act Locally spirit?
Well, I think the first step is just being aware of what's happening in your community. You know, what are the challenges? What are the needs?
Right. But sometimes it can feel kind of overwhelming. Like, where do you even start?
Start small. It could be something as simple as supporting local businesses or attending community events or even donating to a local food bank. Even those small actions can make a difference.
You know, it's like what we were talking about earlier, the power of individual action. Even if you can't solve every problem, you can still make a difference in your own way.
Right. And don't underestimate the power of just connecting with people. Mm-hmm. Talk to your neighbors. Get involved with local organizations, build relationships with the people around you.
Yeah, those connections are so important. They build a sense of community and make it easier to work together towards those common goals.
Absolutely. And when you start connecting with people and seeing the impact you can have locally, it can be so motivating. It's like a ripple effect, encouraging others to get involved as well.
It's like that saying, be the change you want to see in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, it's not about being perfect or doing everything. It's about taking those small steps, making those connections, and contributing however you can.
I love that. It's about finding your own unique way to give back and make a difference. So as we wrap up this deep dive into DonorC and the whole Think and Act Locally idea, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. It's easy to get caught up in all the negativity in the world and feel like our actions don't matter. But that's just not true. Every act of kindness, every connection we make, every effort we put forth to create positive change, it all matters.
Couldn't agree more. We have the power to shape our communities and the world one small act at a time.
And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. It's recognizing that power and using it to create a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
It's about believing in collective action and understanding that even the tiniest ripples can create waves of positive change.
Well said. And before we go, we want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey. We hope this deep dive has inspired you to think differently about giving and to find ways to make a difference in your own community.
And if you're enjoying the deep dive and finding value in our discussions, please consider supporting our show. You can visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link is in the show notes. Your contributions help us keep bringing you these conversations and inspire positive change.
So until next time, keep thinking, keep acting, and keep making a difference.